I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Thanks for starting your morning the best way with us here at the Daily Tip. In a few minutes, we'll get to our survivor plays for the week. And boy, was it a bloodbath for our survivor plays last week. So I had the Lions over the Vikings. L, Jinx had the Packers. L, David had the Colts. L, Denton is the only person who won a survivor play from last week because he had the Rams. So hopefully this week it is a little better. And it makes me so mad that the Lions lost to J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. And I understand some people really love J.J. McCarthy. Like, Vikings fans, it feels like, will go to war for him. But some of the quotes that he has are just kind of odd. Like, I think it's the accumulation of quotes for me, because we've had some of these over the years. Like, do you remember the quote that he had in college that said, "Better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war"? And you're like, okay. Like, I guess it makes sense. But what kind of quote is that? And then we saw earlier this season where he talked about, you know, "I really put on that war paint and I just think of myself as a warrior going into battle." And he puts all of this like black paint, this eye black all over his face. You're like, all right, whatever, it's fine. He gets into the zone. And now we have the newest iteration. And he has an angry alter ego that he is titled 9, which is his number on his uniform. Very creative there. So he says he taps into this like really angry mentality that over the years when he has sat on the bench injured, that he just had this anger like bubbling inside. And so he's channeled it into, you know, a constructive way where he channels his energy and he uses his alter ego, which he keeps calling 9. So like it screams to me that this is somebody who was coached by Jim Harbaugh, where it's just like, this guy is a weird bird. Like, over time, you're just like, okay, this is not normal. So it feels very fitting that Jim Harbaugh was his coach at Michigan. But, like, am I crazy for saying this? Or do you see some of these breadcrumbs and you're like, this guy is coming off a little strange?
He just seems like a weird guy. Like, when I see his speeches in the locker room after the games, they're fine. Like, you can say anything in an NFL locker room after a game. You'd be like, "We got the win, and Arby's has the meats." And be like, "Yeah." You know, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever because people are jacked up because you won the game. And isn't it perfect that he played under Jim Harbaugh? Like, I can't think of no wonder these guys won a national title. Like, my God, you're the same person. But if you win, it doesn't matter. He's a very good football player or has shown flashes. I'm not going to crown the guy just yet because of a handful of wins. But yeah, he comes across as just a little bit of an odd bird, which is exactly how I would describe Jim Harbaugh.
Right. And I do think that, like, if it's something that works for you mentally, it's absolutely worth trying if you like to, quote, feed the wolf inside of you. And that, you know, gets you going. Because I understand, like, football is a really physical game, and you do probably have to hype yourself up a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I wonder what he's like when you actually hang out with him and if he's like this like outside of football. Because again, sometimes you have to tap into that when you're playing such a physical game. But I wonder if he has these type of quotes when he's playing like Monopoly. He's like, "You gotta feed that wolf inside of you," and he just smashes everything off the table. Like, I wonder if he's this intense in all walks of life.
That's why I just bought Illinois Avenue. Like, okay. It's not that big a deal, JJ. Get out of jail free card. Bam!
We own them. It's a strange guy.
Park Place, sucker. Like, all right, that's pretty good. When's the last time you played Monopoly?
Did you see where McDonald's is bringing it back?
Oh, are they?
I'm not going to lie. I got kind of excited for that. Because I don't know if you played it like the first time around. That was fun. Like, collecting the pieces. And trying, like, oh, I got
it
a free large French fry, and I'm one piece away from a PT Cruiser, which, like, I was 15, and PT Cruisers are extremely ugly, so I don't know what I would do with that PT Cruiser, but it was exciting.
The PT Cruiser. Wow, I haven't heard that reference in a long time. I remember those. That was around Monopoly time. I had a couple friends that had PT Cruisers. Yeah, the Monopoly game at McDonald's is awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah, so some good news. And watch out if you're behind the drive-through lane in front of J.J. McCarthy, because he's going to get all the pieces and claim Park Avenue. All right, now it's time to play Survivor in the NFL.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
It's time to put on the war paint. It's time to survive because it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener of war. Or whatever J.J. McCarthy said. All right, Jenks, who wins outright in the NFL this week?
The Lions. Taking on the Commanders. What's that line now? Oh! Money coming in on Washington. Look at this. We've gone from 8.5 to 8. Lions favored by 8. Look, I'm not one to, well, I am one to pick against.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My team, when things aren't going well, I had Seattle and Survivor are actually in our parlay last week, laying 3. It's just a bad spot for Washington. JD5 is out. Frankie Louvu is out. Everyone is out. And the Lions are in a bounce back spot. They're going to get a win. They're going to remember last year's divisional game when the Commanders went into Motown and got that win. So this should be, I think the Lions cover. They definitely went out right.
Yeah, I almost play this, but then I was like, are we still playing this game with rules? Because I used the Lions last week. So
oh, yeah,
if we still had some semblance of rules, like I couldn't use the Lions this week. So instead, I'm going to go with the Bills over the Dolphins. I'm not sure if the Bills cover this 9.5-point spread, but I do think the Bills do enough to get the win here. The defense looked so much better in that game against Kansas City. Maybe, you know, it's one of those games where the intensity isn't quite there, but I still think they go on the road and handle business against a Dolphins team that's looked like they've pretty much quit. So I'm going to go with the Bills. All right, next up, we go to David. David, who do you like this week?
I am taking the Panthers over the Saints. It is a straight fade of the New Orleans Saints and Tyler Shuck. Rookie quarterback, not very good. That offensive line is also not that great, and they have maybe 2 weapons on offense. I think Rico Dowdle has himself a game again this week, runs for maybe 550 yards on this defense. Yeah, Ricky Dowdle's feeling himself right now, and I'm just going to ride that. Panthers over Saints.
Here's something I didn't know. The Panthers have a winning record. They're 5-4 this year,
yeah,
which is wild to me. You know, in our household, we're fans of the Panthers and the Titans. I did not see the Panthers wiping the floor with my Titans when it comes to record, but there the Panthers stand. All right, Den, you're anchoring for us here. Who do you like in Survivor?
I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm wading into uncomfortable waters across the pond. I'm going to Berlin, and I am putting my money on Daniel Jones. I'm uncomfortable doing this. This new version of Daniel Jones is still a little odd to me. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake. What we saw last week against Pittsburgh is kind of sparking the uncomfortability. I'm hoping that that was more of a flash in the pan, and what we had seen the rest of the year is real. So I'm going to take the Colts in a bounce-back spot over the Falcons.
Can I ask you this about the Falcons? Is that, like, I feel very nervous going against them or betting on them because it is a team that feels very volatile to me. Like, one week they'll look good and they'll beat the Bills, and then the next week they get boat-raced by the Panthers, who I just said have a winning record, but still it's the Panthers. So, like, do you have any of that nervousness when it comes to the Falcons?
I am very nervous about that as well, especially because Drake London went crazy last week. I'm hoping that one of the many cornerbacks on the Indianapolis Colts who are good, and probably not Sauce Gardner, that feels early to just slap him on Drake London immediately, but they got a bunch of guys in the backfield, the defensive backfield, so I'm hoping that they will be able to stifle him, because as well as Daniel Jones is like playing out of his mind this year, defensively they've been pretty stout as well.
Yeah, And overall, their offense is good. Like, it's not just Daniel Jones, it's Jonathan Taylor. And especially when you go overseas, I feel like the game plan, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. It feels like you would rely more heavily like on the run. You would simplify things a bit. But I don't know. Maybe it's different. I have never played an overseas game in the NFL, so maybe that is a crazy thought. But again, Jonathan Taylor's having a great season too, so it's not simply on the shoulders of Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm with you. It's not all on him. He's got other players, and he's got a good head coach. I don't know what to think about the Falcons. Falcons have disappointed this year, I feel like, relative to expectations thus far.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I never trust them. Like, they feel like a team that can have all the potential in the world. And even, like, on the numbers side of things, like, the Falcons have a good defense.
Yeah.
It's just they can't seem to string together a consistently good season. But you could probably say that about a lot of teams in the NFL. Like, it's wild to me that there is no team that's just straight up dominant. Like, every team this year has really had their flaws, which makes things in turn more interesting because it feels like, you know, there are more teams that could maybe win the Super Bowl, but I don't know. We'll probably get to January and be like, nah, there's like three teams that can win.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But actually, I kind of love that, though, because this is the, I don't want to say the first time in a while, but every year in the NFL when you have these stories that kind of come out of nowhere, where before the season you would never have expected the Colts to be a factor, or the Patriots to be a factor, or even in the NFC for it to be so competitive, just top to bottom, like the NFC North is crazy where every team can beat one another on any given week. That's what makes the NFL such a sell each and every week, even if we can't watch it.
Yeah, but we can. You can find ways, Jenks. I got to send you those links, brother.
Yeah, you do.
But just make sure it's not on your own personal computer because it can be damaging. Do it on the company computer.
Your computer has been infected. I'm like, I don't care. It's not mine. Click.
That's fine. That's Odyssey's fine. Problem.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Sour 3 of the show. We'll start by talking more NFL with Sam Berukas from Sumer Sports. It's next on the Daily Tab, presented by BetMGM.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.